Okay, we're going to stay in verse 4. This is part E.
Okay, so it's not four parts, it's five parts.
It's five.
在创世纪六章四节的第五小块。
Just the final point here, and we're just revisiting the word individual. See, individual here, they often use the word 人 or man again, so we don't want to use this word.
这边有讲到就是说那些个体。好，我们不能用人这个字，是个体。
And I want you to see the contrast. See, here we have the word ish, which means man, but it's not that we're not talking about the physical man. We're just talking about that person as an individual.
好，因为虽然我反正这边我们讲的就个体，个体就对了，因为重点他们就不是人。
And we can see the contrast in exactly the same verse because in part C of the same verse we have the word daughters of men, which was Ha Adam.See, here, Moses he's the writer. He's emphasizing that the daughters are from the physical genes of the men.
因为在这个第六章四节第 C 这个小段哈，讲到的是这些人的女儿的时候，其实在希伯来文里面是用 Adam, 亚当，所以他把亚当就是当作真正是人来说，所以是人的女儿。
Okay, and again, remember that word Ha Adam is a technical term. It means human being.
Ha Adam 就是所谓的亚当系，就是人类真正人的实体的这种遗传性的实体。
I didn't mention actually the word Adam. There's two other words related in Hebrew. One is Dum. They say Dum means red. It's the color red.
Dum 是红色。
So from Ha Adam, it's the second part of the word Adam.Actually mean dam or dam, it means
D-A-M.
red. D-A-M.
D-A-M 是红色的意思。
And the word Adama means the earth, the ground.
然后另外一个字 Adama 也是很像的字是讲的是土地。
Yeah, because Adam came up from the ground and the ground is red, of course.
所以因为亚当是从土做出来的所以他是其实那都是用同一个字根就是从土。做出来的亚当。
If you break down the human body, all of the minerals and the elements are just from what we get out of the ground.
如果你把人的这个身体做一些分析啊，所有的那些元素其实都跟土是一样的。
They say that within the body there's enough lead, for example, to make a pencil. You know, pencils are made out of lead, right?
对，铅。
So, yeah. So,
像我们看我们的骨头里面也是有铅。
So yeah, if you broke my body down, you could actually put all the lead from my body and make this pencil. Gold, there's gold in our bodies as well.
然后我们身体里面也有金。
Probably silver, and of course there's the main elements are things like calcium and nitrogen and potassium and things like that.
反正就是你如果把人的这些骨骼。
The body is just broken down naturally.Then these chemicals go back into the ground, of course. So,
就是如果是人体再放在地底下，它慢慢腐蚀坏掉、分解掉的话，它其实真的跟土地可以合而为一的。
So all of your vitamins, your minerals, the fat, carbohydrates, everything is obviously from the same minerals out of the ground.
所以你的身上的所有的这些矿物质啊，哈什么的，全部都跟地底下的矿物质是一样的。
This is Ha Adama. Adama means the ground. Adam came from Ha Adama.
所以亚当是从土造的。他其实全部都用了同样的一个字根。
And again, the word for red in Hebrew is dom, which is from the same cognate, the same noun.
所以这个dom 就是 Adam, 就是 Adam, D-O-M 那个 dom, 其实就是红。也就是红土的概念。
Okay, so they're all related, but the main conclusion is that in Genesis 6:4c, the daughters of men is specifying that these have perfect genes. The daughters of these men have perfect human genes.
所以其实在创世纪六章四节 C 的这一块讲的这些人的女儿，她这个人其实是要更强调是有完美的人类基因。好的这种人他是这样的完美基因的人的女儿。
Now, if they were going to have normal human babies, then their offspring would be referred to as Adam, as man.
所以如果是有完美的人类的基因所生出来的孩子这种孩子是被叫做 Adam, 就是亚当是人。
But in Genesis 6:4e, But their offspring are not called Adam, their offspring are called Ish.
他把这些人称之为 Ish, 是说种类的意思。
And Ish, again, it can mean man, but just like an individual, like you know, this guy or something.
所以他其实在强调的是说这些被生出来的物种，这些个体。
But this word is, if we look in Genesis 7:2, the word Ish is even used for animals.
而且在创世纪七章二节里面也用到 Ish 这个字的时候，他讲的反而是物，是指的那些动物。
And it's interesting because Ish, the husband, and Isha, which means the wife. Isha is the feminine, but this is used for animals as well. It's like the husband and the wife for the animals.
因为在有些圣经里面，你看到他用 ish 是代表的是男的，啊，是雄性的，然后 isha 是女的，是指的是雌性的，所以他其实是在这个雄性跟雌性的这个概念，它根本就跟动物是用法是一样的。
And the word ish is even used for angels.
然后呢，这个 ish 这个就是雄性的这个字，也可以把它用在。讲天使。
So in Daniel 9:21, Daniel was praying and the angel Gabriel came to him.
就像在但以理书的九章二十一节，他但以理跟在祷告的时候，加伯利天使来了。
Okay, now they translate the word Ish there as man. Yeah, he says like this is the man Gabriel, but he's not a man, he's this person. But he's not using the word Adam, see, he uses the word Ish.
It's male.
Right, that's fine, yeah.
所以他反正就是他用这个加伯利的这个天使，他也是用这个男性雄性的这个字啊。
Okay, so the word Ish can really just mean him. It's the male aspect, but we're not emphasizing humanity.
所以这个字 Ish 就是雄性，而不是指人。
See, you couldn't use the word Adam for angels.
所以你不能够用亚当这个字来说。天使
and you can't use it for animals for sure.
也不能用亚当那个字来称呼男的动物，男雄性的动物。
Okay, and you can't use it for Nephilim. So that's why Moses writes here the word Ish.
所以你也不能用亚当来讲那些雄性的 Nephilim.
Okay, I think that's enough for today. We'll just show you the verse one last time. This is the whole verse properly translated.
好，所以呢，我们再来看。创世纪六章四节完整的这一句呢，是一个正确的翻译，应该是现在荧幕上的这样子的说法。
Okay, do you want to try translating now, or just let people read it for themselves?
就是从第一行开始哈，所以那些 Nephilim 在那个时代，在地球上到处出现的 Nephilim 呢，他们之所以能够出生的原因是那些上帝的儿子，他们。跟人类的女儿发生关系之后，他们为这些堕落天使所生的，就是那些上帝的儿子，就是堕落天使为他们而生的。那些 Nephilim 呢，他们就是跟在古老传说里面所提到的那些伟大大能的那些描述的个体是一样的。
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. I will stop there. Okay. Okay. Now let's bow our heads.
好，低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for this verse that you've given to us to study.
感谢天父给我们这一段经句来研究。
We give thanks that the Holy Spirit can reveal the information we need to know.
那也感谢圣灵能够让我们真正的理解这整个经句。
In order that we can understand the true situation of the time before the flood.
然后也让我们能够真正的了解当时在洪水淹灭世界的时候到底发生了什么事。
And we pray that as we develop this information in our souls, that the Holy Spirit will use that to show us a clear picture of your plan.
那我们祷告，希望这些资讯在我们的魂中可以让圣灵好好的利用，让我们可以看清楚当时整体的状况。
And that we will continue to have a curiosity or a great urge to keep learning your word.
而让我们能够一直保持着非常强烈的好奇心来学习你的话语。
And that we don't get bored with all of these academic studies, but that we be encouraged to keep learning.
而让我们都不会因为这些学术性的这种研究而让我们觉得无聊。而反而让我们更有兴趣的学习。
So we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
我们感谢这所有的给予，这主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.